And good evening, everyone. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer with another AboveTopSecret.com member podcast. Speaking once again tonight on Australia's new anti-terror laws and John Howard's fight to rush these laws very quickly through Parliament. It's come over the news in about the last half an hour or so here that Mr. Howard is incredibly determined to get these new laws rushed through federal Parliament instead of allowing the usual checks and balances time and debate time that is normally given to laws of this and other legislation passed in the federal government in Australia. In a completely unusual move, instead of allowing the usual fortnight of debate usually given to the federal opposition to examine such legislation in the lower house, the government is actually only going to give them 10 minutes to examine these laws. These are going to be put to the Houses of Parliament in Canberra on the 2nd of November, which in Australia, and in particularly in Victoria where I am, is Melbourne Cup Day. Now, for those of you who don't know, which I presume is quite a few Americans, the Melbourne Cup is a horse race that literally stops the nation here. This is the equivalent of our Super Bowl, if you like. I'd like you to imagine your government in America or in the UK or wherever you are with one of the biggest sporting events that literally stops the country so people can watch it, and your government's putting this legislation through your parliaments. 10 minutes is all they're giving it to be debated. 90 minutes after that race has stopped and people are either going to be tearing up their tickets or heading to the bookies window to pick up their winnings, this is when our Attorney General is going to be outlining the full provisions of the anti-terrorism bill in our federal government. Now, from the House of Representatives, where it's going to be introduced and debated for a whole 10 minutes, it then goes to the Senate. Instead of the usual time that's given for a Senate inquiry of something of such magnitude, Howard has said in previous media statements he's going to give them a day to examine this legislation in the Senate. As you can imagine, this has caused concern all around this country from the opposition, other smaller parties such as the Democrats and the Greens in the Senate, and Muslim groups, as well as civil liberties groups and law experts all around the country. The opposition Homeland Security spokesman Arch Bevis said today his office was told shortly after 4 p.m. the terror bill would be introduced on Tuesday and the government is going to force debate on that same day. And he was quoted as saying, "This is an extraordinary abuse of power, the likes of which I don't think anyone would remember. John Howard now has control of both the House of Representatives and the Senate, and if he wants to use his power in an arrogant, bloody-minded way, we don't have the numbers to stop him," quote unquote. Civil libertarians and the Muslim community, as well as state leaders around the country, have all expressed fears about these laws ever since they were leaked by ACT Chief Minister John Stanhope almost a fortnight ago. And since then, John Stanhope's actually apparently been frozen out of any other security briefings and updates on these laws by the federal parliament. It's almost as if he's been gagged. So they're not telling him exactly what's going ahead. Another interesting crisis that has arisen from this news on this legislation is that a couple of state premiers today, without whose help Howard can't pass some of the changes because under the Constitution he doesn't have the power, is that a couple of state premiers, Queensland Premier Peter Beattie and Western Australian Premier Jeff Gallop, have both received legal advice from the Solicitor Generals in those states that these laws could in fact be unconstitutional by not separating the judiciary and the state, and relates to concerns over the independence of judges in dealing with the preventative detention laws and control orders on terror suspects. Prime Minister Howard, of course, is maintaining that his government received legal advice from the federal Solicitor General. that these laws are 100% constitutional. Leading constitutional lawyer John Williams has said judges and magistrates around the country could argue that the proposed laws undermine the judicial independence of their officers, and a High Court challenge to these laws is pretty much inevitable. He was quoted this afternoon as saying, under the legislation, by concealing charges, by forcibly removing people to holding them in camera, you're asking judges to undertake activities which are just wholly incompatible with what we understand the judicial process is. Victorian Premier Steve Brax is aware of the possible constitutional change, challenge to these laws, and New South Wales Premier Morris Lemmer says he's also awaiting written advice from his Solicitor General. John Stanhope, as I recorded just before, has pretty much been frozen out of any further information on this. So it actually remains to be seen if any further information is going to actually be gleaned before they pass these particular laws. Just to give you an example of the kind of laws we are facing here in Australia if these do go through and are not challenged by anyone in the High Court. Senator Bob Brown, who's an Australian Green senator this afternoon, gave the example that anyone who campaigns for an Australian Republic under these laws could be thrown in jail for sedition against the monarchy. He was quoted as saying, the literal interpretation of these laws, which the courts would have to use, was complete nonsense and would effectively prohibit any campaigns against the monarchy. The prospect of judges being asked to place under house arrest for a year people who have been convicted of no crime by political decision crosses the line. It's politicians interfering with the judicial system when it is time honoured that the two are kept separate, quote unquote. He was also quoted as saying that these are major transgressions on Australia's democratic principles, and we're finding that it's also against the Constitution as well. So these laws are incredibly broad and can be used against anyone to limit their freedom of speech. So campaigners against the monarchy, unionists, anyone who disagrees basically with the federal government. And potentially I've had under legal advice this afternoon these podcasts. So I guess it remains to be seen if I continue with these series on these laws or not after they're passed. This is Mulberry Blue Shimmer, signing out.